Second Timothy, and we'll just commence to read at verse number 14. This is Timothy speaking to, or Paul speaking to Timothy. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learnt them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And know that God will bless his word. We have been encouraged to walk with the Lord and to be close to him. And Paul had a real desire in his heart as he looked upon Timothy, his convert. And really in his mind, he really wanted to be sure that he was passing on something to Timothy. And brethren and sisters, that something is very important today. Older brethren have a tremendous responsibility, and sisters do, a tremendous responsibility of passing on the things of God. And more so today as we live in these last days. And Paul is speaking to Timothy, and he's really saying in the earlier part of the epistle, he's really telling now, Timothy, you need to be stirred up. He would tell us that in chapter 1, stir up the gift of God that is in you. In other words, stir up the flame that once occupied your life. And brethren and sisters, we need to do that today. And maybe I asked a question. Maybe we're not walking close to the Lord, as our brother has said. Maybe our life has really departed away from the scriptures and really departed away from the Christian life. And we've maybe no flame at all. And he also says now, not only to stir up the gift, but he tells them to study the Word of God. Engross himself into the Word of God. And he also tells him now, he says, you need to strive, Timothy. And he would remind us, as he tells him to strive in chapter number 2, he would remind him now, Timothy, I want you to strive just like a soldier, someone who's chosen, someone who's going to fight the war, someone who today is pleasing the captain. And I wonder today, are we fighting as a good soldier? And he really would say now, not entangling things in himself with the things of the world, but fighting as a good soldier. And then he would remind us also, not only of a soldier, but of the husbandman or the farmer. And it's wonderful to think that the farmer, it's nice to talk to a farmer that brings to you now, this is the crops that I grow in my ground. This is the fruit of my labours. You know, what I thought about that is just like saying, well, I've enjoyed it myself, so I'm going to hand over to you. And brethren and sisters, when we're here standing before you tonight, it's our responsibility to share with you what God has given to us. And what we try to do is to give you the flavour of the work of God in our lives. Not that we're going to chastise anyone or to come to you on a big stick and say, you must do this. No, we're giving you the sweetness of Christ. And Paul is bringing to Timothy, you need to be as a good husbandman. You need to put the labour in to enjoy the fruit. And then he'd also remind him, he says now, not only as a farmer, not only as a soldier, but he also says, as an athlete. You know, you look upon these athletes today, and recently they've had the games, haven't they? And you think, how did they start off the race? And, well, they didn't say, now 2 days of a race tomorrow or 2 days time, I'll start running. No, there's lots of effort has to go in the preparation for the race. And brethren and sisters, I look to you today as someone who really would try their best to walk with God and to, again, put into practice the things that we have learned. Now, Paul says, in all of these things, there's going to be trials. And you would look upon them in these trials. He says, and we didn't read it, but in chapter 2, chapter 3, at verse number 2, he tells us, oh, there's men. There's men. What are they? He says, men shall be lovers of their own selves. He also tells us in verse number 2, men of corrupt minds. He also tells us of evil men in verse 13. He tells us again of silly women in verse number 6. Again, brethren, but it's wonderful to think that had he looked up at all of these men. But he says now, the plurality, men, but he takes us to the end of the chapter, and we read then that the man of God, not men, the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see, brethren and sisters, really it should be our desire to be a man of God. And we're not just talking to the brethren tonight, we're talking about sisters. How wonderful it is to see those who have taken a stand for the things of God, and they have studied the Word of God. They have strived for the Word of God. And today they have stirred up their hearts and their souls to be on fire for God. But you know, he says, and this is a thought that I want to leave with you today. He says, now, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. You know, Paul, as he spoke, he very clearly says now, looking at it, he says, he tells us that you, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. Why is it? Why is the Scriptures so profitable? Why is the Word of God so profitable? He tells us. He says, because it's able to make thee wise unto salvation. We've heard that already tonight. What a joy it is to look back at that moment when we became a child of God and we were made wise unto salvation. He tells us also of the range. He says that through faith, that's wonderful to think that we today, it is profitable because we've been made wise unto salvation, and we are able to make wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And it's wonderful. There's a great result. I think we see the result of studying the Word of God. It tells us that we may be a man of God, perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Bible, the Word of God. I wonder today, dear brethren and sisters, should we cherish the Word of God? And you know, it's not a matter of just saying, well, I'll read just a few verses every day. And maybe you have a plan. I'll read this and I'll read it in a Bible in a year. But I wonder today, do you really dig deep into the things of God? I was pondering in my mind today. You know, as a child, we got a toy. Maybe we all can look back to the time we got a toy. We wondered how it worked. And we get into how those wheels turn. We pull it apart, try to understand how it works. And brethren and sisters, that's the idea of digging deep and studying the Word of God and really getting into it to understand what God is telling us in His precious Word. But he says now, the Scriptures that we read, the Word of God that we read, he says very clearly this, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Oh, it was a wonderful book. And you know, brethren and sisters, I want to say this tonight. I wonder, do we understand the Word of God? Do we try to understand what God is telling us? Do we try our best to understand what the meaning of these Scriptures are? How can I walk closer with the Lord? How can I be sure that I'm not drifting away from the Word of God? How can I be sure that what I'm reading, what I'm dwelling upon, is leading me closer with the Lord? That our brother and opponent maybe didn't just a closer walk with thee. That's what we're longing for. And we're longing tonight that we might know the Scriptures, because they are the Word of God and is profitable for doctrine. You see, brethren and sisters, when we look upon the doctrine of the Bible, if we haven't got the doctrine of the Word of God right, there's a question mark over our understanding of the Scriptures. We need to understand the doctrine. And sometimes when we read the Word of God and we dwell upon it, It's good that we say that's what God is meaning. The Spirit of God can use it to His glory. And you know, it's wonderful tonight. Sometimes we read something. Sometimes our brethren up here, they minister the Word of God. And you say, I didn't say that. But it's wonderful the Spirit of God brings it to you to understand it more. And brethren and sisters, the Scriptures are given that we might, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. You know, whenever we read the Scriptures, oh yes, it brings very clearly sometimes when we're going astray. Sometimes when we read the Scriptures, we discover we're not going on the right path. Sometimes when we read the Word of God, we discover we're not walking with the Lord. We're not walking in accordance to His path. And tonight, it's a wonderful thing. The more we read it, the more we discover how our lives are in the presence of God. And then again, he says now, it gives us the idea that this Word, this wonderful Word that we have in our hands, we're privileged today, this holy book, the eternal book, it's a wonderful thing. It gives us correction. It really gives us to understand where our feet should be treading. Brethren and sisters, I sometimes wonder, are we discarding the Word of God? Are we leaving it to the one side? It helps us if we're trying to understand marriage. It helps us to understand where we're going as far as our life on earth, our walk with our neighbours is concerned. It helps us very clearly to, you know, some people say, this book is wonderful for young people, for older people, for middle-aged people. It's a good book because it helps us to that we understand our walk. And you know something? It exposes sometimes our sin. You know, sometimes when we read the Word of God and we dwell upon it, God is telling us a message. My life is not right. My life is not right. And you know, there's no point in taking it from men who stand up here and minister the Word of God. We should really delve into it, what we say, and examine it in the light of the Word of God, because it will reprove us. It will set us aright, and it will give us instruction where we have gone wrong. And another thing, when we do read the Word of God and we do discover that we're not walking in His precepts, that we're not walking close to Him, I tell you, it'll help us to walk close to Him because it'll tell us the right pathway to go. It'll help us to dwell upon Christ because He was the perfect example. He is the one today that was walked a perfect walk in obedience to His Father. And we know we're not Christ tonight, but what we are, we have an example to follow. So today, the Word of God is given for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction. It is given for instruction in righteousness. You see, brothers and sisters, I say again, when we look upon this Word, this precious book, this volume that we hold in our hands, it's instruction in righteousness. The Word of God, it counsels us. It sometimes convicts us. It sometimes changes our lives. It sometimes coaches us in the things of God. And today I leave it with you. I wonder, do we really want to walk close to God? And you know, as our brother has rightly said, God's not a conscript. He doesn't conscript us, but He wants us to be perfect for Him. That's what the apostle said to Timothy. Now, Timothy, we're living in dark days, perilous times are coming. And He would remind us all the way through, there will be trials. But He says, what I'm longing for you, He's longing that you might be a man of God. You know, as I was pondering this just the other day, sometimes we wonder when we stand up here and minister God's Word, we're not telling you what to do. God is telling you. God is telling you through His precious Word. And really, it should be the desire of the preacher that you, as individuals, are better than the preacher. I hope that message gets across. Paul was really saying to Timothy, I have finished the course. He tells us in the next chapter, his time of departure is at hand. But what he was longing that Timothy might be better than Paul. And he's really to encouraging him in the things of God, the Scriptures, that is which is an inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and correction, for instruction in righteousness. So, brothers and sisters, as we again would look upon these precious words, Paul, as he's saying, he's looking to Timothy, he's about to depart. I want to put the practical application to our brethren today, our elderly brethren, our elders in the assembly. Have we a concern for young believers? Have we a concern that we're going to leave a legacy behind us? We're going to leave something behind us that's going to be helpful, that the assemblies of God might prosper still? Or today are we pulling down the assembly? You know, it's saddened. I can only speak about back home in Northern Ireland. There's sometimes there's assemblies that flourish well, but you know, they took their eye off the ball as far as the scriptures were concerned. And they weren't walking in the pattern that God has laid down in his word. And sometimes when problems arise in the assembly, not dealt with. And what has happened is there's a departure, and the young people are left behind, are in confusion of what to do because there's no guidance given to them. So as elders in the assembly, we have a responsibility to teach the young and to establish them in the things of God. I want to speak to our younger brother. Have we a thought within our breast that the mantle is going to rest on your shoulders some of these days? And have we a desire as young Christians that I want to live as a man of God? That I want to live as someone who's thoroughly furnished in the things of God? And my desire should be, I'm not out to compete with my elder brethren, but I'm longing that I may keep the assembly going. That I may again make sure that the assembly still functions. Make sure that the assembly, that there's radiation from the assembly, that there's again those desires within our hearts to be a pillar and ground of the truth in the day in which we come. I want to say, brothers and sisters, it's not getting any easier. And I say it's difficult, very, very difficult for young believers today in the education world, in the universities, in the workplace. It is difficult. It is difficult to find time sometimes to read the Word of God. It's difficult sometimes to pray. But what we should do, put God's things first. You know what the scriptures say? Them that honour me, I will honour. And brethren and sisters today, Paul had a real desire. Timothy, I really want you to do well. And that should be my desire as I leave you tonight with these simple words. That the scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished. If we're going to have the desire that our brother has brought us to, that we might walk close to the Lord, well, we need to know this book. We need to understand this book. Don't discard it. Put all the effort we can into understanding what God is telling us. And tonight it's wonderful to think there's great results. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm going to speak as a young believer. Sometimes when a brother ministers the Word of God, you know, it gives me great joy to come and to study it again. And that's what that brother was teaching me tonight. And you know, it's wonderful that sometimes it just leads to something else. And sometimes you just get a little golden nugget yourself. And it's sweet. It's sweet. You see, brothers and sisters, that's the idea of the farmer. He brings his fruit and he enjoys it and he tells it to others. He brings what he's enjoyed from the scriptures and he brings it to others. The athlete, he puts in the effort to win the race. If you were to take an athlete at the beginning of a race, I ponder my mind, there's maybe 20 athletes, they're going to run a race. Every one of them has in their mind, I want to be first. That should be the desire of the athlete. I want to be first. Now, brothers and sisters, do we want to be a man of God, or are we quite content just to drift along with the things of this world? The devil said, don't worry. But God says, strive. Strive. And he really would tell us, in the, and we could have read it as well, to shun the evil teaching and all the rest of it. In other words, there's a path to walk, and it's found exactly in God's precious book. We don't need to look elsewhere. We find it all before us. So I leave these simple thoughts with you. I know our time is gone. I trust tonight that we might take the exhortation tonight that we want to walk close to the Lord. And the only way we can do it is by understanding and dwelling upon God's precious book. Shall we pray?